It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Of the illness I've had to deal with in my life, I don't think anything was ever worse than having
COVID. Yeah, we know. All you did was talk about it. Every single time you made a mistake, I have COVID. We heard it. You're like the Max Scherzer of radio hosts.
Look at me. I have pneumonia. How will I get by today? I'm heroic.
I was coughing up a lung. No sympathy. Your child eats too many hot dogs, and all of a sudden, now he's Typhoid Mary? Give me a break.
This DiPietro and Rothenberg.
That's over-exaggeration.
You know what?
Too
I speak
much.
With my hands. They're visual weapons is what they are.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you. The big 7 o'clock hour. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, in Hackensack, in Old Bridge, in Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. That was a bouncy, fun, jovial 6 o'clock hour.
It was a solid Monday 6 a.m. hour.
Yeah, I thought you were good. I thought you were very good. I thought it was funny. I thought we got to some you know, real meat and potatoes with the Mets. Raymond even participated, and RJ's hair looks great. It had everything you could hope for.
I got this nugget. I had to double check it just because I didn't believe it when I saw it. Baseball-related nugget.
Right.
So Trey Turner, who's a stud, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, World Baseball Classic. 6 games, 5 home runs, 11 RBI for the Phillies.
5 home runs, 11 RBIs, okay.
That's in 6 games. Phillies, 45 games, 4 home runs, 10 RBI.
So I haven't paid that close attention to the Phillies. You're telling me Trey Turner has 4 home runs and 10 RBIs?
Yeah, Trey Turner in 6 World Baseball Classic games had more home runs and more RBI than he does in the 45 for the.
How many? Do you know how many steals he has? I don't mean to, you know, terribly put you on the spot, but obviously he's not.
Well, no, why would you? I don't care. I gave you home runs.
And I love what you gave me, but why can't I want more?
Care to give me stolen? Care to give
well,
me
because
stolen
you're
bases?
You're a stats guy, and you have all this under these
he's
conditions.
Got 5.
He did this, and then he did this, and I figured maybe you would have the stolen base numbers
5.
As well. 5.
Yeah.
All right, so it's fair to say Trey Turner is having a terrible season so far.
It is not the start. Well, I mean, you thought that. How many people after the World Baseball Classic were picking it to win the MVP? Wanted to be in Philly, was tearing the cover off the ball, and then now
can we give
games.
Acuna the MVP now?
Wow. Hey, I'm telling you, that extra year away from that knee surgery, man.
I mean, he is
back.
Just absolutely incredible. All right, so let's turn our attention to the Yankees a little bit. 1-800-919-3776. It wasn't long ago that the Yankees from the Yankee fans were in chaotic trouble. I mean, just everything is terrible. They can't win a game. Their pitching's not very good. Their bats are dormant. Judge is hurt. And all of a sudden, this 10-game Tampa Bay lead is now down to 5.5, and the Yankees are back. And on top of all of that, they say goodbye to Aaron Hicks. And I think most Yankee fans would say, good riddance, it's about time.
It's about time. So they bring in Greg Allen, who's a better option, let's face it. But here's the funny part about this whole Aaron Hicks. I mean, how long have Yankees fans been screaming about Aaron Hicks?
Literally years.
So this is the best part. So in his last 7 games before they DFA'd
him. He's been good, right?
No, not even good. His splits are .353. He's got 4 RBI and scored 4 runs, 2 doubles, and a homer. And they're like, you know what? Now when you're playing great, we're gonna DFA you now.
It really is unbelievable when you think about it.
Well, they found a better option. I mean, this is someone the Yankees fans love. This guy.
Well, how could you not love him? He's got so much speed.
Speed, versatility. I mean, the other thing with Aaron Hicks too is, I mean, I guess you could make the argument before that even if he wasn't doing what was necessary offensively, he was a really good defensive outfielder. which is not the case anymore.
No, he's a disaster.
Right. So, I mean, he's carrying that, like, whatever offensive struggles he's having, he's carrying that to the outfield. Maybe it's the Tommy John or whatever, but that should only affect his throwing. So, yeah, I mean, it's something that Yankees fans wanted. They got it done. Aaron Judge is back to being, I mean.
He is absolutely incredible is what he is.
I mean, I think incredible is probably.
An understatement?
Maybe.
But look at what they've done now. So they split against Tampa. They go 3-1 against Toronto, sweep the Cincinnati Reds, who, by the way, just and I'm not making excuses because they beat the Mets, but they stink. Absolutely stink. So, I mean, the Yankees have really righted the ship, and you got to feel great as you head late May about the Yankees right now.
Right. So, I mean, right now they're 14-5 in their last 19, 6-1 on the road trip. They lead Major League Baseball in home runs in May. You got Severino back who looked good. 75 pitches right where you thought he would be, 4 2/3. I mean, fastball was right there. I saw one at 99. I mean, Bader has been, I mean, I said this at the time, too.
A godsend.
Yeah, right. I mean, he catches everything. His speed, had that big two-run home run in the fifth. Aaron Boone was all set with the Peacock game. He's like, I'll show you. You want to start a game at 11:30?
I will not be here for long.
I'm going to get kicked out in the first.
I didn't involve myself at all in the game. Did you? You probably did.
I did, and it's a terrible, I mean, it's just an awful, awful idea. I had no idea it was on Peacock until I checked every single channel.
11:30 Sunday morning on a net. Like, I didn't. So what did you do? You now started downloading apps?
No, I have Peacock.
Oh, you already have it?
Yeah, for some reason I have it, and you're going to need it too because the NFL playoff game is going to be.
Yeah, but I don't need it immediately. Like, I'm not going to need it until January.
Yeah, no. So I checked all the channels, and then finally I was like, I can't find it. I'll go on. I went on ESPN, and it tells you what it was on.
Right.
So I went on Peacock.
And how was the experience?
I hate apps. I just don't like it. Watching shows on apps, no problem. But watching live television on apps, I can't stand it. It takes away my greatest strength, which is my ability to flip back and forth from channel to channel.
So of all the things you're capable of doing in your life, flipping is your greatest strength.
I think right up there, like as far as television watching is concerned, I'm very good at once the show goes to a commercial, I flip over to a different show, and then I'm back just as the other show's going to start.
I have like a PhD in that. I am elite at doing that. But
I actually enjoy doing it though too. It's not that I'm great at it. I enjoy it. I like the ability to flip all over the place.
I think most people enjoy the ability to flip, and this
well, they've
removes
taken
that ability.
They've taken it from us.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. So 11:40 in the morning and a game on Peacock.
Yeah, it's not really what I'm looking for on a Sunday.
Now, that's rough. I wonder what. Like, do you think there's a lot of Yankee fans that just punted on the game yesterday? Or you think
yes.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, it's Cincinnati. Yeah, it's a game against Cincinnati. It's 11:30. I'm sure there's a lot of people doing stuff. I mean, my kid had, I had soccer, lacrosse, golf. We had 15 things to do yesterday.
How do you feel about the 11:30 baseball game on a Sunday morning?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I'm sure the players don't like it. You know how early that is for the players, too?
Well, they probably get to the park at, like, what, 8 o'clock?
Like 1 o'clock is early. Like you used to have 1 o'clock games, which I love, but that's still early.
But 11:30 is early, early.
Yeah, 11:30 is early.
Yeah, and then nobody can watch it.
I mean, I guess it's good. I mean, I guess the one good thing about it, and maybe why the Yankees liked it yesterday, is because the game's over early. They got today off.
Right. So you get out of there early, and
you
know what?
Early, get back, have dinner, go for a couple of drinks.
Let's not lose sight of the fact this is a big series coming up for the Yankees.
Well, yeah, with Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah, Baltimore's ahead of schedule. They're a good team.
They're a real good team.
31-16, the Baltimore Orioles.
And they just had their way with Toronto.
I can't stand Toronto.
I think most people are of that mindset.
Did you see that jack wagon coach?
Oh, when he made the second visit?
When he went out to Manoa and made the second visit and realized that you can't make two visits in the same inning?
Oh, what kind of clown is this?
Well, I think you know.
You do know.
It's embarrassing is what it is.
That you get when you're too focused on the other team.
It's not a great look. Especially with all that talent, man. That team has so much talent on it. Good.
They're so yappy.
They're just too yappy. I don't like things like that.
They've won nothing. They've won absolutely nothing, and they're so yappy with all their, oh, we're so great, and look at us. And they've done, what have they done? They've done absolutely nothing.
No. Just keep your head down, and then when you achieve something, then you can yap if you want to yap.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. So you have the app, Now, how would you even you go into your what like your home menu and then you look for the NBC Peacock logo? You find that, you click on that, and then it just pops on, or then there's work to be done?
No, it's the same as like when you go on Prime and stuff.
So it's just there, and you hit play, and then you watch the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, but all of a sudden, I'm gonna have Peacock all over the place.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, I just don't like it. I mean, 11:30, man. Like, there's a lot.
Well, I kind of like it because it's a standalone game, so you can watch the game and not have to worry about other games going on. But it is early.
It's early for a Sunday, especially with everything going on a Sunday.
But this is a weekly thing, right? That every Sunday morning they have a game at a, you know what I don't like for Major League Baseball is, in order to be able to watch, first of all, I pay for the MLB package, right? Which is a good amount of money. But now I don't even get all the games because there's going to be games that are going to go on Apple television. Then there's going to be games that go on Peacock.
Prime.
So, I mean, what am I paying for if I'm losing that many games right off the jump?
That's a great question. You should probably ask Sherry to maybe make an executive decision. Maybe we just get rid of the MLB package.
I like the MLB package.
Well, you just ask what you're paying for. I mean, if you're upset about it, just get rid of it.
Well, but I've already paid for it.
Okay. Well, keep it then for this year and then get rid of it after this year.
You know what? I just might do that.
Well, here's the problem with the 11:30 game and why it's different. Like the NFL does it. They do the early games. They're over in London. They get the 9:30 game, which I like because my whole Sunday is pretty much planned around football. As much as I love baseball, I don't plan my Sundays around the baseball games.
Well, yeah, because it's too much.
It's too much. I can't. It's just I had this. There's too much going on for me to be like, you know what? I'm going to cancel all these different child events to just sit home and watch an 11:30 game. It just so happened that we didn't have like we had something early, and then we had a window of time, and then we had the rest of the stuff during the afternoon. But it's tough on a Sunday too to tell the kids like, hey guys, it's nice out. Dad's got to sit here and watch.
So
watch
if you were Mr. Baseball and all you do is watch baseball, and New York baseball matters a lot to you, think about what your day was yesterday. You had Yankees from 11:30 on. You had Mets from 1:40 on. You had a brief window, and then you had Mets again at 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah. Full day.
That's an NFL day. That's too much baseball.
It's an NFL day.
That is too much baseball. Oh, and by the way, I mentioned Peacock and Amazon. I mean, and Apple. And don't forget about Amazon, too.
I said Prime.
Right, which is a third. So you have to have... I mean, how much money do you have to spend to watch all the Major League Baseball over the course of a season?
Well, if you're taking what you're paying for, like, I don't even know what I pay cable-wise for SNY and YES.
I mean, you got SNY, you got YES. I have the MLB package. Now you have to have Apple TV. You have to have Peacock. You have to have Amazon Prime. You're talking about, hundreds of dollars to be able to watch all the baseball.
Probably.
Hundreds.
Yeah. And then last night's Mets game was on ESPN.
Right. They don't make it easy.
They do not make it easy, but they're making tons of money, which is all that matters for them.
Well, of course it is. And that's great. And that's why, that's why baseball will never go away, because there's so much money involved.
Right. Well, that's the goal of every commissioner now, is to try to generate as much money as possible. That's why we have this. I mean, that's why we have an exclusive playoff game on Peacock for $110 million.
Which is amazing. They can't keep like guys employed with the league, but they can get one game at $110 million.
Yeah, sometimes we'll trim the fat, but then we're going to bring in another $110 million on top of it.
Keep it locked into us, DiPietro Rothenberg, today in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours for two chances to qualify to win a custom 2023 Ford Bronco and to score VIP access to this year's ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th, all brought to you by All American Ford. Did you see the contest, the first contest today? It's going to be called Fact or Fiction.
I did.
I don't like it.
Why?
Can I tell you why?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, and I'll tell you why. Because RJ says, and I think the questions are terrific, the whole thing is terrific, except the actual execution. If you can get two of three questions right, you now win. That's what we are? If you can go 66%, you now win access to the VIP section at the Beach Bash? No.
So you want 3 for 3?
I either want 3 for 3 or I want 2 for 2. Why would going 2-1 mean you win?
I think RJ's the one that made the rules. I think he's a little under the weather. He's dealing with the COVID, and maybe he just felt like 2 or 3 is what should be done. I can't speak for him, and he can't speak for himself, so we're kind of in a
pickle. How do you feel about it? But here's the thing. Here's the beauty of what today brings. We can change it, and there's really not much he can do because he's voiceless.
Yeah, but he also has the power of the keyboard, and he sends nasty text messages and chat stuff.
I mean, is it fair to say our point person is Raymond? Raymond.
Hi.
Hi. Can we change it to 2 of 2 or 3 of 3 and get rid of this loser 2 of 3?
I'm not going to make this discussion without talking with RJ. Come on. I can't.
I see what he's doing, though. And, Dave, I'm with it. I'm down with it because this is a beautiful – like, wait till people see this thing. So
I don't want losers winning.
I want the creme de la creme of DiPietro and Rothenberg listeners to win this
loser.
Because this thing is – I mean, I'm telling you right now. I was talking to John Selman the other day. He said someone came in the dealership and tried to buy it already.
Already?
It's that sexy.
Why 2 of 3? Why not 1 of 3? Why not call, get 3 questions, miss them all, and you still win access to VIP at Beach Bay?
Now you're being excessive.
Why?
Hey, we don't do participation.
You're a loser. Why? That's my question. Why?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You're very sweet on the group texting and chatting.
I'm just checking on my guy.
Yeah. You think RJ's doing yeoman's work today, being that he's so under the weather?
Well, I think RJ has a very, very pregnant wife, and the fact that he's even participating on the show today is a testament to his work ethic.
I think that's right, and I think he doesn't want to take a vacation day, too.
Well, it's not a vacation day. It's a sick day.
Well, yeah.
Guy's got COVID. I mean, he sent the picture to the group text of the
You know what? It's
test.
Funny you say that. Do you think he sent the positive COVID result in the group text so that management actually visually saw that it tested positive?
Yeah, well, because here's the thing about management here is that they don't, they make you feel bad for being sick.
Right.
Like, hey, probably got pneumonia, have no voice. What should I do? We'd like you to battle through it.
Yeah, if you can figure out a way to really suck it up and get through this.
Into his fifth year option, you don't even.
Oh my God, are you all right?
You carry.
It's one of the great moments in the history of the show, in my opinion.
I was choking, but I wasn't even sick.
No, you just took a giant swig of water and then choked yourself out.
Went down the wrong way. But I like RJ's game because he was very proactive. He made sure to send the positive COVID test picture so that there could be no questions.
Yeah, it's because they make you feel guilty for being sick. That's why. Like, it should be as simple as, hey, by the way, Ange and I both have COVID. Probably not going to be able to work tomorrow. It's he sent the positive test, and on top of that, the poor guy was talking about, hey, I can, like, here's all the things I can do if you need me to do them instead of just resting.
He's a warrior, is what he is.
He really is.
He's
with terrific
a warrior.
Hair.
Let's go to Mark in Brooklyn and say good morning, Mark. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
So the last time I called in was when I was driving up from Florida, and it was shortly the day after the Cashman interview where he said, don't count us out. And he was talking about all the injuries and everything else, and we're 13-5 since that stretch. Now, I'm cautiously optimistic, but my biggest thing is I was expecting, you know, to get swept by the Rays. We had nothing going on for us. I was happy to take the game, the three games in that series. Toronto, I mean, they were talking so much crap. We ended up winning that series. I think right now, given the injuries, everything that's everyone coming back, Bader gave a spark. Judge, obviously, huge spark when he came back. I think that after the Baltimore series, we're really going to see what this team is about. And then we have a, you know, a stretch of those away games. But I think Baltimore right now is the key series. And I'm feeling cautiously optimistic about this team.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, what do you mean cautiously optimistic, though? You should be feeling fully optimistic. You've been playing really good baseball.
Well, the reason I'm cautiously optimistic is because Tevi, I felt good about his start, but I really don't know how the rest of these pieces are going to look when they come back. How Donaldson's going to look. Stanton usually takes a long time to get back into the swing of things, and we don't know at all what Rodon's going to look like when he comes back.
Yeah, but the hope has to be. But Mark, I mean, the hope has to be, and now no one can guarantee this, but the hope would be that Severino already has his injury out of the way, so you'll have him for the rest of the season. And then once Stanton is finally back, he's back for good. I don't think anyone really cares one way or the other with Donaldson, because everyone's fine with just having DJ LeMahieu play third. But, I mean, having Severino back is a huge lift. Judge, I mean, you have one of the best pitchers in baseball. Some would make the argument the best pitcher in baseball. You got, I mean, the best player in baseball. Your bullpen's been lights out. Lights out. I was going through some of the bullpen numbers this morning. I think the last four games, bullpen's given you 17 and a third, five hits, no runs.
Bullpen's been sensational.
Like, that's dynamite.
Absolutely sensational. No, I think that the Yankees are clearly on the upswing. And again, that, and I don't know that they win the division, but that 10-game lead is now cut in half.
Yeah, the biggest thing for the Yankees, and the problem I think both of us had with Brian Cashman, don't give up on us. Like, who gave up on you? No one's giving up on you.
That's the comical thing, as if, you know, you're the Marlins. And it's like, whatever you do, guys, we have a little bit left in the tank. Don't give up on us. No, who gave up on the Yankees?
Nobody.
Now you're the little sisters of the poor. Guy, we can figure out a way to, you know, turn the corner and be okay. What are you talking about?
Yeah, now we're the little engine that could.
Right.
As opposed to a team that's supposed to compete for a World Series.
Stand by. Now, listen, Mets spend a ton of money, but it's not like the Yankees are on some kind of, you know, purse strings here.
No. No, they have the same. I mean, the Yankees have the same aspirations that the Mets do.
Of course they do.
I mean, last 19 games, like I told you earlier in the show, you're 14-5, almost 6 runs a game. You lead the league in home runs in May, and 15 of those 19 games, you've hit 2+ home runs. And at some point, you'll get Rodon back. And
you hope.
Well, you hope, yeah. Apparently, I mean, there's been no setbacks, so that's positive.
They started from 120 feet now.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Stretched it out a little bit. Very, very, very nice. Let's go to Ben in East Windsor. Good morning, Ben. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. I was calling the way in on the app thing. I'm actually out of the viewing area of Yes Network, so I pay for Yes Network as well. It's like $129 for the season. So between that, Peacock, I've already lost 5 games to Peacock, Amazon, and Apple. So it's the same thing as like with the MLB Network. You're paying for something, but I've already lost 5 games on a $129 purchase.
So you're one. So let's think about this now. You're one of these people that needs to watch every Yankees game. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Every game you go
162,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you're awesome. All right, so your the Yes app is 129. Is that right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
You got to have Prime, right?
Yep.
So that's another that's a monthly charge, right?
Yeah, that's $12.99 a month because you got the premium.
Right, but there's more than just the Yankees that you're interested in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting packages in 3 hours if I want.
All right, and then you are Peacock.
Peacock's $11.99.
And the only reason you have Peacock is for the Yankees, or no?
Well, I'm a big WWE fan, too, and they carry that. So.
And then what else? And then Apple TV.
Apple TV, I get for free through my service, so that one I don't have to pay for.
I mean, it's a lot of money.
It is. It's incredible. And then on top of that, like you were saying, like one of you guys were saying earlier, I had a birthday party with a young kid yesterday. You know, took him to the Sky Zone, jumping on trampolines, and it's like 11:30. I'm like, hey, bud, we're going to have to get going because Dad's got to watch the Yankee.
So you left the jumping with the child to get home to watch the Yankees.
Well, he wanted to watch it too, so it's not like I made him go.
How old is he?
Six.
Now, okay, Ben, you're the perfect person to ask. If you went to a Yankees game and it was a really exciting, well-played, beautiful day, and your son maybe had a little too much to eat and was feeling a tad nauseous, would you push through or would you say, all right, let's go home?
I'd probably push through it. I'm on the other side of that one.
But has projectile vomited in the past?
He'd push right through.
Projectile vomited
he
doesn't like hot dogs, though, so he wouldn't eat too many.
Yeah, but a pretzel, it doesn't matter what the food was. The fact is, child, and thanks for the call, Ben,
child would have been fine if he stopped at the hot dog. He had Shake Shack and everything else. This is my wife's fault. It's not my, if anyone should be blamed, it's Cassandra.
Do you think at all that Cassandra, because this would be an evil genius if she did this, thought to herself, if I stuff the child,
no,
we leave early.
No, she was having the time. She was having a blast.
So she didn't want to leave.
No, she didn't want to leave. No one wanted to leave.
So it's just, let's call it like we see it. In that moment, Cassandra, bad parenting.
Cassandra set us up for failure is what happened.
Which, ipso facto, bad parenting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. All I was doing was reacting to her bad parenting is what happened.
A lot of questions to be asked. A lot of questions.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Move on from Aaron Hicks. What do you think the Yankee fan complains about today, Rick? Or is there nothing to complain about today?
What would you complain about? You just had a 6-1 road trip.
Listen, there's always something, right?
Like, what do you can complain about?
Brian Cashman.
Why? Boone. He did what you wanted him to do. He got
Boone
rid of
got thrown out of the game early Aaron Hicks yesterday.
I think people like that. I like it.
I like
when
feisty?
Boone gets feisty.
I think that's the earliest ejection in the history of Major League Baseball.
It's got to be close. It's got to be close.
I mean, how often do they start a game before noon?
Oh, just recently, right?
I mean, even years and years ago, they didn't start games at 11:30, did they?
I don't know. That's my recollection.
Well, in my lifetime, I don't remember that.
Although I did watch some Ted Williams clips over the weekend. What a swing.
Beautiful, right?
Oh, gorgeous.
Last guy to hit 400.
Was Teddy, yeah.
Yeah, 1941, 406.
Got to take the Ted Williams Tunnel when I go back to Boston.
That's up in Boston, the Ted Williams Tunnel?
Yeah, Ted Williams Tunnel.
We're making a venture this weekend.
To Boston?
No, we're going. Boston was an option. We're starting the college process.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to be going down to South Jersey and to Baltimore.
Great. You're going to have some, maybe meet up with Mel, have some crab cakes.
You know what? I should reach out to Mel.
He knows all the spots.
We will be in Baltimore. We're going to be taking in the Orioles game, I believe, on Sunday against the Texas Rangers, which should be a good matchup.
Your Texas Rangers.
I told you the Texas Rangers were going to be good this year, and you guys laughed at me.
No one laughed.
Laughed at me. Their offense is prodigious.
Offense is good, yeah.
Now, RJ is typing because he has no voice today, so he's typing on our little group text. He says, maybe Rick can put in a good word for Ben at Harvard.
I mean, it depends on how you want to treat me. If you want to continually just take shots and be nasty.
I'll tell you what, you get Ben into Harvard, and I would treat you very nicely.
Well, no, it has to happen first. I'm not going to get him in, then you treat me nicely. You have to treat me nicely, then I get him in.
Do you believe you have the pull that if you wanted to, you could get him into Harvard?
If he played hockey, I could probably put in a good word, but he doesn't.
He doesn't play hockey.
No. It's my guy, Heavy D, that's the coach of Harvard.
Who's Heavy D?
Teddy Donato.
Ted Donato used to play in the NHL.
Right.
Yeah, I've
teammate.
Heard that name.
That's a name drop.
He was my teammate, yeah.
Look at you.
I'll never forget, we had a... So me and him got pulled aside in the change room. I'll never forget it. We had to go down to play a game for Bridgeport, and Teddy was not happy about it. And we got the pep talk. Hey, fellas, listen, it's only one game. You should go down there and win that game. And Teddy's like, oh, great. This is going to be awesome. And then his only concern was that he had to go to the bathroom before the game. We had to find a way that he could be comfortable finding a place to go to the bathroom. Otherwise, he couldn't play. It was like his pregame routine.
There was no toilet in the arena?
No, but he didn't like going in the arena. He's like, I have to find a place. Otherwise, I cannot go. I cannot play right.
So let me get this straight. How friendly would you say you are with Ted Donato? Very?
If I called him, he would know who it was, yeah.
Oh, all right. So you're not very friendly?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't speak to him a lot.
All right. So then, you're not going to help him get it to Harvard.
Well, he doesn't play
no
hockey.
I
said if he played hockey, I could help.
Well, I wouldn't think Harvard would be the only avenue. If he played hockey, you could probably help with a numerous amount of schools.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't have, I didn't go there, first
what
of all.
What can you
I
do for
accepted.
Me? What can you do? He's a pretty good baseball player. He'd like to play in college. What can you do for me right now?
Probably nothing.
Oh, great.
So how are his grades? How are his grades?
4-0.
How is his test scores?
Hasn't taken him yet.
Okay, well, there's still stuff that has to be done.
I understand that. He's
okay, just willy-nilly start endorsing him all over the place.
Well, why not?
Oh, well, I think you know why.
He's got a 4.0 GPA. He's a great kid. Why would you not? You know me. You love me.
I do love you. Is he doing any extracurricular stuff?
Well, I mean, he's on the baseball team. He was just elected to the Math Honor Society.
Well, that's nice.
Yep.
Any charity work? Besides
no.
taking care of you, anything else?
No. Could he put that on his resume, on his transcript?
Probably.
Dad, almost incapable, help around the house a lot.
Yeah, I just put son of Dave Rothenberg. That, wow. Yeah.
You think my name carries any weight with any of these schools? You think there's like a few schools out there that are like, oh, wait, your dad hosts morning radio in New York? Let's get him in here?
No.
Or no?
No.
How about your dad hosts with the former number one draft pick of the Islanders? You think that does anything?
Probably not.
Probably not. All right. You know what? I was going to take it further, and because I'm a kind soul, I'm not going to take it.
Was it about stealing money? Yeah, it was. Of course it was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know exactly.
Just because
exactly
your mind is set
about.
There doesn't mean my mind is set there.
A bad guy.
Why do you think his mind is set there? Because you keep pounding him on him.
Pounding me.
Did you hear his NJ Diet read earlier today?
Yes.
If you're fat like Dave, did you hear that? Or no, that goes right by the wayside.
Did I say fat like Dave or the guy that wears a t-shirt in the pool like Dave?
You know what? Ipso facto, you're right there.
No, there's
one
skinny
the
people that wear shirts in the pool because of their skin. Ipso facto.
What do you mean because of their skin?
Because for the same reason you tell me why you wear the pool shirt.
It's
protection.
It's a combination. It's a fatness / sunburn issue.
Yeah, it's a body condom is
okay,
what they wear.
What?
It's what it is. That's what he's talking about, is it not?
I don't see how that correlates. No.
Whatever it is, why can't you be supportive?
Listen, this is the first time he's actually admitting that it's not totally the skin thing, so little by little.
It's a combination. Listen, I'm a heavyset gentleman, and I don't want to get burned. And
I don't
care.
Anyone really wants to see that. Let's be honest. Like, let's call it what it is.
That's a nastiness. You thief.
Ugh, it's unbelievable. I got a football nugget, too, at some point I'd like to share with everybody.
I don't even care. I honestly don't care.
You don't care about an NFL football nugget?
I don't think so. What team? Does it involve the Giants?
Both teams. I'm just saying, just remind me at some point because I had it last week and I didn't bring it up because I forgot.
We're going to go to getting to know you in just a few moments. Serious question now. Do you think there's a mindset around Major League Baseball that the Yankees are cheating with their pitching?
Well, I mean, you had just not just the pitching, but you had the judge thing too. I mean, I think this is an easily solvable problem for Major League Baseball. Right? Like they have the two kinds of rosin on the mound that they want the pitchers to use. It's, I mean, you have a first base ump and you have a third base ump. Pitcher walks out to the mound, check his hand, make sure there's nothing on it, and then whatever he uses on the mound, you're watching him use it. And they'll make the argument with the pitch clock and everything else, we don't have the right time to apply it and everything. Well, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I was listening to Jeff Passan, and Jeff Passan said, because Michael asked him the question, like, there's no, like, how do you know it's not, like with Domingo Germán or Scherzer, how do you know that it's not just rosin?
Right.
Like, I sweat different than you, whatever it is. My hand could be stickier with the combination. And Jeff made the point that these umpires go through training where they'll have guys come out with different substances on their hands, and they got to decide whether or not it's rosin, pine tar, or something.
It's almost like the taste test for the sodas.
Right. So, I mean, they have – so the fact that the umpiring crew came out after the Domingo Germán thing and were like, no, that wasn't just rosin. Leads you to believe that they clearly thought he was doing something else.
And then how about Schmidt?
Well, they let him wash his hand.
I mean, the whole thing is bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, if you wanted to, I don't. First of all, you own the company that makes the baseballs, and apparently that the trial going on right now with the tacky baseball is not going well.
Great.
I just don't understand. Like, you want them to use a certain kind of rosin? It's on the mound. Check them before they get out there. Like, just tell them you're not allowed to apply anything unless you're on the mound, and we're going to check you before every inning. Otherwise, I mean, whatever else you're using in the dugout or in the clubhouse is not
allowed.
Not allowed.
Yeah, the whole thing is very strange, and it feels like there's always a loophole to the system. And I mean, listen, you saw it with Germán multiple times. Now you see it with Schmidt, and I just think that there's going to be this mindset the Yankees are doing something that they're probably not supposed to be doing.
Well, you had it in Syracuse too, didn't a couple of the didn't I was like back to back days, wasn't it? That two of the Mets pitchers got kicked out for sticky stuff.
I think Dylan Bundy.
I think it was back-to-back days.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the amazing thing is I think Bundy's ERA was over 10.
Well, maybe that's why he decided he wanted to get a little sticky with it.
Whatever he's doing is clearly not even working.
Well, that was like my niece last night. She took a test, and she's like, well, because I guess how they do it now when you're doing online classes is they can track your eye movements while you're taking the test.
Oh, my God.
To make sure you're not cheating. Like, it's,
what happens if you have shifty eyes by nature?
That's what I said. But I also said, she's like, well, I got nervous because the computer screen that you guys have is bigger than our computer screen. So I couldn't tell if like my eyes were moving around. I was like, what'd you get? And she told me your grade. I was like, you'd have to be some kind of idiot to be cheating and get that grade.
She did poorly.
She's not too good. I was like, if they thought you were cheating and you got that grade, they may kick you out of school.
Right. If you're cheating, you better do well.
Right. Like, how are they going to say, oh, well, your eyes are moving all over the place? Yeah, but I got to look at the rate I got.
Like, even if Dylan Bundy's cheating, his ERA is 10. Who, you know, it cheat your face off.
Right, or just, they have the ability. Like, David Cohn during the game goes to the spin rates. Like, so they have it. So if you feel like a guy you don't know for sure, but you know his hand is sticky and his spin rates are no different than usual.
Right.
It's such an inexact science.
It's inexact, and there's really no... I get it that they're trained to see if guys are using illegal substances, but it's really just so unknown.
Well, once you do get kicked out of the game, too, I mean, 10 games is a punitive punishment.
Well, it's really one start.
Well, but for the team, too, because you're still, I mean, you're taking a roster spot, though, too.
Right. That I think is actually the bigger blow.
Well, that's the deterrent, too, is like, I mean, at a certain point, you're affecting your team like that. The team's like, hey. Like, even Judge said afterwards about the Domingo Germán thing, he's going to speak to him. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, be better. I agree. Let's go to Steve in the truck. Good morning, Steve. You're on 98.7.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Rick. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Steve. What's up, buddy?
First off, shout out to RJ. Feel better, buddy. And the Yankees aren't cheating. I mean, I wanted to talk about something else, but I just wanted to throw that in there. They're not. I mean, you know, like you said, you go back to these spin rates and, you know, I think they'd be doing a lot better if they were cheating. I think Major League Baseball really needs to get their act together with this and figure out a way to make this a little more so people aren't putting it on in the dugout and things like that. But so real quick, so I'm about the Yankees. I'm not one of these fans that complain about everything. I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I think I'm excited about the way they're playing right now. I'm actually a little more excited this year than I was about last year. That start that they had last year was a fluke. And whenever, in my opinion, a team starts off that way, and the same thing with the Jets. I'm a Jets fan. It always falls apart. I want to see them fight, and it looks like they're actually fighting this year. I'm a lot more excited now, and I and they're only going to get better with the pitching they're going to get back and some of the pieces that they're getting back. So I'm a lot more excited about this year. I'd like to see what you guys think about that.
Well, I'll be honest with you, and thanks for the call. I don't know that I'd be at the time. I mean, they had the best record. They were on verge of like having the best record in the history of baseball. I don't know that I would be more excited this year than I was last year. But now knowing, you know, in the rearview mirror what last year turned itself into, yeah, I think you should be excited for this season. I think you have the potential to get real weapons back, right? I mean, Severino comes back. That's huge. Stanton, at some point, you got to figure is going to come back. That's huge. And of course, Rodon could come back, which would also be huge. And then the deadline. And then you move on from Hicks. So I don't know if you're a Yankees fan this morning, how you couldn't be excited. More excited than last year? I don't know. That, to me, feels like kind of revisionist history, but certainly very excited.
Yeah, you got to ask yourself, do you have the pieces that can allow you to hit in the postseason? Or if the home runs dry up, like are you a versatile enough offense to find a way to generate runs? I mean, that's been the problem.
Yeah, and I don't know that they are.
Well, I think having the addition of Volpe and his ability to, I mean, once he gets on first base, to steal second, like that speed element, Bader adds a speed element. LeMahieu healthy will help if he can stay healthy. I mean, Aaron Judge is the big one. I mean, if this team is going to win a World Series, he has to.
But Aaron Judge has to produce. I mean, last postseason, let's be honest, he was bad.
Yeah, he was bad. And that's the beauty of what Derek Jeter was. Look at Derek Jeter's numbers in the regular season and the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost identical. He's the same player.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah, which is why he's Derek Jeter. But that's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter how prodigious you are during the regular season, it's important. And Julius Randle's feeling all this too. I mean, the expectation is that you get to the postseason, your best players still have to be your best players. They have to be, I mean, the guy they were in the regular season has to be the guy they are in the playoffs.
And he was bad last postseason.
He was not good, no.
Listen, he's great. I love him, if not the best player, second best player in baseball. He was bad last postseason.
Yeah, compared to the regular season that he had. And, I mean, listen, he dragged you second half. And maybe this was just mentally worn down from trying to chase 62 and everything else. But, yeah, like, I mean, he's health, number one. And then Aaron Judge has got to be great.
Pitching.
And you got to find a way. Yeah, but you got
to
find a way. I mean, that's the thing, though.
Because
we heard it after last year. This would have been a completely different ball game if LeMahieu was healthy and Benintendi was healthy. You know, guys in the lineup that were bat-to-ball guys that could put balls in play and we could manufacture runs. Well, you got a couple guys like that, and you have to find a way. That's the biggest thing that's been missing is the ability to hit in the postseason.
Yep. All right, let's move away from baseball a little bit, and let's play a game called Getting to Know You.
Getting to Know You.
Getting to Know You.
On DNR.
I don't know who you are.
This is... Oh, my God. Now, Getting to Know You is brought to you by Sharp Hat. All right, now, RJ is voiceless today. And the voice you'll hear running point on Getting to Know You is the elite Raymond J. Santiago. Raymond?
Please keep it clean. Just keep it clean. That's all I ask.
I can make no promise.
I'm going to get real dirty.
I feel like this is a good set of questions today. This should be fun.
Who created these questions?
Oh, these are definitely an RJ vehicle.
Oh, this is an RJ vehicle.
I want to get to know Ray Santiago at some point.
Yeah, you want
to
play Ray?
You tried this last week. And again, this is not getting to know Ray. This is getting to know you, meaning the host of the show. So
you know who you are, Raymond?
Who's that?
You're like Elsa.
Elsa?
Yeah, Elsa. You're just not letting anyone in. You're afraid
she's
to
very
be the,
closed off, Elsa?
Yeah, you're afraid to be the good girl that you what? That's how you're trying to be right now. I need you to let it go. Just open up.
I see.
You're all, well, you're all by
you
yourself.
That, you know, right? I never saw that movie, so.
What?
I'll
Frozen?
Take your word for it. Yeah, I never saw it.
Well, why would he see it? In actuality, why would he see it?
So you bring up an excellent point.
I mean, he doesn't have kids. We're uncertain if he has a girlfriend or not. So why would he see it?
Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Would you be the Raymond you're supposed to be?
But if you didn't have children, would you have seen this movie?
Probably not.
No, there you go.
Exactly.
There
exactly
you go.
That. So you anyway. Know what? I defend Ray with this one.
At any rate. If you could guarantee a Super Bowl win,
yes,
but it meant
yes,
one
yes.
of your children.
You don't need to go further. I'm done. Yes.
But it meant one of your children failing an important class. Would you sign up for it?
Well, I guess we know Dave's a class.
I mean, stop it.
Of vital. Course. The class is vital.
But what do you mean vital?
Like he's going to get left back in second grade if he
yes.
doesn't pass it?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Well, okay, Rick, what class could be that vital that if your kid doesn't do well in it, I mean, the trajectory of their life changes?
I don't know, but Raymond is making it sound like it's absolutely vital.
What does that mean, Ray?
You are harming your child by your team winning a Super Bowl.
My answer is no, then.
Oh, yeah, I'm all in.
Well, one of you is a good father.
I'm not harming the child.
You know what? I've tasted four of these, and I'll taste another. He's never tasted any, so it doesn't matter to him.
Yeah, I can tell by your size you've tasted quite a bit.
You know what? Now I'll eat it again. You know what? I'd put on 50 pounds if it meant the Giants win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. Gladly.
Gladly is right. Gladly, and I would eat my face off.
You already got a big face.
Mm. Give me all your money!
Is this a robbery now?
Was that a drop or was that new?
That was him. That was all him.
That was the Omno Bumpkin voice right there.
That was the Bumpkin voice. Back and better than ever.
I'm no Bumpkin! Give me all your money.
We'll turn that around shortly.
Thank
Great.
You.
Number two. What athlete would
Hang on,
you...
I'm just enjoying. Let me light a cigar. The victory of my Super Bowl. Continue.
Yeah, while your kid's messy in the basement sleeping.
As poor Alex is held back
it's
a grade.
It's in seventh grade. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's reclassing. It's a bonus. It's a blessing.
Right.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. You know what? This will be good for him.
It builds character, is what you're telling him. What athlete would you love to trade lives with? Current athlete, I would assume.
Current?
Well, let's say any, athlete.
I would say Rick. I mean, get paid to do nothing like
wow.
that.
Wow. Jeez. Such a bad guy.
Is that wrong?
Awful guy. Oh, that's a great question.
This is a good question. So give me all your money!
They can't be retired, right?
That's why he said active.
Oh, no.
I got mine.
Who?
Oh, maybe not.
What do you mean, maybe not?
I'm between Mahomes and Burrow.
Burrow would be a good one.
RJ, are we keeping this to active athletes?
Yeah. Right. Let's keep it to active.
Keep him active?
Because you're going to say, I mean, who wouldn't say Tom Brady?
Well, but he's not active. But he's
well, that's what
older.
I mean. If we don't take active, I mean, Tom Brady, come on.
I could go Connor McDavid.
That's who I was thinking about going with.
I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes, though.
Patrick Mahomes,
yep.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Connor McDavid would be a tough sell.
Unless
just
you
because,
really
just
stink.
Because it's Edmonton.
Because
unless
live in
you
Edmonton.
Really stink at this yeah. game, your answer is going to be good.
Well, yeah, but it depends on what you're looking for here, though. Like, could you imagine being Jimmy G in Vegas right now?
Yeah, but don't you want to try to win?
Right, yeah. I mean, that's why Burrow would be such a good answer. But then you're in Cincinnati.
Give me all your money!
Oh, you are such an idiot.
But I'm your idiot.
How about Aaron Judge?
Yeah, not a bad one.
King of New York just signed a huge $360 million deal.
One.
I was trying to think of a golfer, but I can't even think about I can't even think of a golfer I'd want to be
Bryson
right now.
Bryson DeChambeau.
No, he got all skinny again. He's back to his normal size. All right, let's stick with Judge. I'll go with Judge.
Judge is good. Mahomes good.
Burrow's really good, too. I almost went Burrow.
Burrow's a good one. Josh
Allen.
He's a
good looking guy. He's going to get paid big. Maybe I'll. Eh. I'll go Burrow. Give me Burrow.
You going Burrow?
I'm going Burrow. He's handsome.
Joe Burr.
He's going to get a humongous deal.
Judge got the humongous deal, though.
Yeah, but he's going to get a bigger deal than Judge.
So you
no?
prefer to be a football player than a baseball player?
Yeah, but
you
see,
love
that's
baseball.
The thing, though.
You got to go baseball.
Yeah, I'm going Judge. Give me Judge. Plus, it's 360. Right, so, but it's 360 guaranteed, too. That's 360
that's
guaranteed.
The thing. Yeah. That's the thing. It's all guaranteed. No matter what happens.
Nobody is more wishy-washy than
no matter. Listen, no matter what happens, he's getting every cent.
And I'm humongous.
And he's humongous. Speaking of humongous.
Would you want to shower with me if I was that size? No.
Speaking of humongous, if every time you had sexy time,
yes,
oh my,
but it meant one day off the end of your life, how often would you choose
it? Already.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I think we all know how that would end. Hey, John, it's Rick. I'd like to tell you that I'm officially quitting.
Little piece of me. If
who
I go,
the hell are you?
I hope it's soon. So you really have to make life decisions.
I need sacks. I need sacks.
So, no, really, with this question, do you know when the end date is? So every time you
no,
have
you don't.
Some sexy time, it brings within a day. Now, no, you have no idea.
All you know is that it takes a day. That day could be tomorrow.
So what's the question though?
Every time you had sexy time equals one day off the end of your life.
Okay, but what do I get in return?
What do you mean, what do you get in return? You get sexy time.
What's the question, though?
Would you give up sexy time is what you're saying, right?
How often would you choose it if it came to that? Every time you had sexy time, it meant one day.
Let's just say, for argument's sake, you're weekly. That's now 52 days.
52, gone.
Gone. And that's every year. So now you're 10 years, that's a year and a half of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't give it up. I choose sexy time.
I mean, daily sexy time?
Well, this is with a partner, right? Like, this is not, because Dave would have been dead 10 years ago if this was by yourself.
All right, I'm done.
I don't even.
Weekly, yeah, course,
you know what? The fact that RJ thought this was a good idea shows you how ill, in fact, he is.
I'm picking. Raymond, you know my answer.
I love it.
I'll take a haircut.
I love
back
it.
End.
You're Ivan Drago.
He does.
By the way,
in the back end.
Because I'm the only one that can do reads and is a professional enough to do something like this. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN FM, New York.
Give me all your money.
Give me all your money.
All right, Dave. Let's go back to more your ballpark then. Would you permanently trade all the head? All, I'm sorry. Would you
no,
trade? Would you
no,
permanently?
No,
no,
no, never,
no,
never, never.
Would you permanently trade all the hair on your head, that includes facial hair and eyebrows, for a championship of your favorite team?
How long am I trading it for?
Till it grows back, I assume.
If I trade the hair, do I get the other stuff that you mentioned first, or no?
That's right, totally my fault.
So I eliminate beard, eyebrows, hair on my head.
Everything. There's no hair.
But it grows back in due time.
No.
What do you mean no?
It's gone.
I'm clarifying.
No, it's gone. You're like powder. You had nothing.
You never have it?
Gone.
I couldn't do that, no.
No. I'm a no.
You're a no.
I'm a no. I get no eyebrows and no hair.
So your kid's suffering. Totally okay.
Why is it a suffering? Like you never failed the class?
I can't say I ever failed
the class
to get left behind. No, sir.
Come on.
I can't say that I had that happen.
Come on.
That's traumatizing for a child.
How much suffering is it for the kid to fail a class?
Oh, my God.
Well, no, but he said, the question wasn't fail a class. It's the class that he fails keeps him back.
It's an important class.
So let me ask you this, Rick. Let me ask you this. Kid, whatever the holding back whatever it is in school, or you have to take all the hair on your head, beard, eyebrows, gone. Which would you choose?
This
Forget
is
about
a fair,
team doing
this
anything.
This is not a fair question.
It's a great question.
Yeah, what does this happen, though? If he passes the class, does this springboard him on to what?
Whatever his life was going to be. You know what? There's something. How about resiliency?
I would give it up.
You'd give up all your hair?
For my kid, yeah.
All right.
What about you, Dave?
No chance. He wouldn't get. What do you mean? He wouldn't give it up. There's no way.
No, I'd look like an idiot.
You stay back. It'll be okay. I need my hair.
Yeah, but you still have Sherry. Everything is great.
No, because I look like I wouldn't leave the house. I'd look awful.
You look like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, no, and I don't want that. And you apparently want to look like Dr. Evil.
All right.
For my kid, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Are you
is that it, Raymond?
That's it.
That's the last one.
Ray, would you give up all your hair for a championship?
Have you seen my hair?
Oh,
wow, like can't do that.
So you would not.
It's vital.
And he's still single. And he's still single. Raymond
yeah,
starts walking around.
I need it at this point.
Raymond goes to for a mall steak with no eyebrows, beard, or hair.
and the police arrest him.
Yeah, they'll throw me out.
And by the way, I go hairless. My wife could leave.
I doubt that. If she hasn't left at this point,
yeah,
it's not going to happen.
She loves my hair.
What's it called? Like Stockholm Syndrome? So she won't go anywhere.
You don't even know what Stockholm Syndrome is.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
You spent too much time in Sweden.
Is that when you spent too much time in Sweden?
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.